Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, what is up? So amazing to have you back inside of Saturday Nation. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's Confession Thursday. I want to share with you a struggle in my life. It ain't that serious, man. Let me just back it up. You have way bigger struggles than I have in my life, I'm sure. But I just want to share with you how this struggle has really got me down. I'm picking myself back up, and it's because of a blueprint I was given 5 years ago or so. And so, hey, let's dive into it. If you're brand new to the show, thank you so much for listening to the number one motivational podcast on the planet. My name's Sam Crowley. Gave the boss the middle finger May 6, 2005. Wanted to be an entrepreneur, wanted to do something different. Didn't have any entrepreneurs in my family. Nobody really, you know, showed me anything. I just kind of went out and quit my job, went bankrupt, fell on my face, was the laughing stock of everybody I knew. I was nuclear waste, man. Nobody would come near me anymore. And kind of build it back up a little bit through the help of God and faith and my wife and everybody, like the two people that believed in me. And so here we are, you know, 14, 15 years later on a podcast, still podcasting, 17 million downloads, started with just desperation, podcasting in my master bedroom, man, without even a microphone, just screaming into the built-in mic on my laptop. And now, like I said, you know, 17 million downloads. It can happen. It can happen when you really believe in what you're doing. It's not cliche. I think the reason everybody fails, I ain't a sharp guy, man. 20 college credits, most of them gym and health class. But the reason people fail, they just quit. I mean, you're going to win when you stay in the game. The problem is your definition of winning. It may look like what you're seeing on Instagram, you know, a boat, an oceanfront view and all that. Sometimes winning is having a healthy family, you know. Sometimes winning is just being able to get your message out there and help people out, put a couple bucks in your pocket and enjoy life, man. Consumerism is killing our society. And this is even what I'm talking about. Off the reservation. If you're listening to the show, you're laughing your butt off because, you know, I'm already off the reservation. I'll get back to my struggle in a minute. Consumerism's killing America, especially. We got it way too good. We bitch and moan about stuff on the internet that isn't even important because our lives are just way too good. We got money, we got health, we got a roof over our head, we got food, we got a 7-inch device that we scroll all day, every day, and the screen we stare at all day long, arguing with people. We just got it way too good. Anywho, let me dive into today's message. Today's message. Food. My struggle with food. Saturday, I downed a large pizza, which isn't unusual. I'll do that and fire back probably 20 wings as well. I'm 6'2", and in my best years of working out, I was 185, and my worst was this past weekend, 215. Now, if you look at me, you might think, dude, you know, like my wife said, you are not fat, you know. But when you're out of shape, you know you're out of shape, you know. You can grab your gut, you can feel a whole mound of fat, and wherever else you grab, you can feel fat. And I'm not obsessed with it. I'm just kind of pissed off about it because I downed the pizza. I felt like somebody poured me on my couch. I watched college football all day, and I went to bed, and I woke up Sunday. I was like, this has to stop. But the pain of going forward sucks. You know that, right? Whenever you start something new, the pain of, because you're not going to see results for at least 2 weeks. At least 2 weeks. You know, you can jump on that scale. Some days you'll run like a cheetah for an hour, and you'll jump on the scale the next day, and you'll weigh more, you know, just because your body's adapting. So anyway, Monday, I went to the gym, worked out, lifted weights. Tuesday, Wednesday, hour of cardio. And today is Thursday. I'm recording this podcast. And so here's where we are. I'm trying to think of the best way to phrase this. So I went back. My buddy Thomas Tadlock was training me. He's a vegan bodybuilder. He was training me back. We started January 4th, 2015. And by March, I was lifting ungodly amounts of weight, like more than I ever lifted in my life, and my cardio was in check. I was doing 150 push-ups, 100 pull-ups at the gym in between working out, you know? So I scrolled back and I read every single text message between he and I. And I've had probably two iPhones since the past 5 years because I gave my wife mine. I gave my daughter one. So this one I'm on right now, I'm talking into right now, it's my podcast, it's an iPhone 10. And so this is probably my third phone, but it saves the text messages, I guess, you know, from 5 years ago. So Monday, I scrolled through every single text message from 2015 between Tadlock and myself. And I was getting inspired. I'm like, yes. Yeah. And I saw the photos. Like, I was texting him photos of me without a shirt on at 7 a.m, just a pair of shorts and nothing else on because he wanted updates from me to hold me accountable. And my stomach was ripped and I could just feel better. My face was so much thinner. I think that's where I see all the fats in my face. And so I was getting inspired. And I'm sharing this with you because once you've tried anything and you've had any success at all, it does leave an imprint. A blueprint. It does. It leaves that, it'll never go away. If you've ever been out of shape and you've gotten in shape, think about how you felt when you were in shape. And I'm not talking about starving yourself because that sucks. I wasn't ever starving myself. I was just, instead of downing a large pizza on a Saturday, you know, I would fire up my world famous spinach smoothie recipe, which Tadlock gave me. It's a bag of spinach in a Vitamix blender, 90% water, 10% almond milk, throw a couple of berries in there, and you're good. I mean, it doesn't taste that bad at all. And look, I would be the first to tell you, because I don't like kale. I don't even like eating kale, steamed kale, nothing. And I don't like drinking kale in a smoothie. I've tried it. It's way too tart. So anyway, the spinach smoothie tastes really good. And I got a lot of fitness men and women who are amazing that listen to this podcast. They've given me great advice. It's not you guys, man. It's me. It's not you. You guys are great. You give me all the great advice, free advice. I had to go back in my mind to think, how am I going to get my fat ass to the gym every day and start working out like I used to? Because I remember how I felt in the summer of 2015. And keep in mind, my daughter Susan had just come home from the hospital after 221 days at Children's when she was born. She came home March 26th of 2015. So through all of that, I was still finding a way to get to the gym every day, doing, you know, on cut days, it would be cardio, on up days, it would be eat until you're uncomfortably full and lift like a maniac. That was Tadlock's advice. So I scrolled through every text message from 5 years ago on my phone Monday, and I got inspired, and I've been inspired, and I'm still inspired because I have a horrible relationship with food. But it's not like I don't eat junk food. I don't drink pop. I drink water. I drink a gallon of water a day. So I'm not trying. I guess my relationship with food, it's all like anything. It's subjective. It's all relative because someone else may be a pantry junk food junkie. I'm not like that. I don't eat candy bars. I don't like chips. I don't like anything. I found myself eating a lot of bread. And when I don't do bread, pasta, and sugar. I never do sugar. I don't eat sugar. I don't put sugar in anything. I stopped that back in 2009. I remember the day I stopped eating sugar. And that's a big change for me. I only have coffee with cream in it. But I swore off bread, pasta, sugar, and that made a difference. But I found myself recently in the past 3 months eating more bread. And I don't mean a sandwich or a sub. That's fine. I'm talking about like we'd buy a loaf of this bread at the deli, you know, at Kroger, and I would slice it up and I would have it, you know, on with everything else that I was eating, kind of as an appetizer, like you would go out to dinner and you would eat bread. So Monday I got inspired. Sunday I got pissed. And Monday I got inspired. This is day four. So I've done weight, cardio. Today's going to be weight. I'm just going back. I've got a notebook. This is another thing. I got a composition notebook I got for $1 at the grocery store. And seriously, it's like what your second grader has, okay? And I wrote my days. I wrote what weight I did, like dumbbell press or flies or, you know, pull-ups or back rows or something like that. And I would write how many reps I did and the weight I did. And I would keep it in a notebook. And I brought a notebook and I brought a pen with me every day to the gym in 2015. So you can't manage what you don't measure, you know? So I was doing all this and I was tracking all this. And today, what am I doing? I'm downing a large cheese and pepperoni pizza, laying my fat ass on the couch, watching college football all day, still drinking a gallon of water. Woo! That's not going to do anything, man. So Sunday I got mad. Monday I got, you know, going. Thursday I've seen absolutely zero results. Zero. Why? I know what to expect. I know it's going to be 30 days before that scale really means anything and my body even remotely starts to take shape. But that's what I'm talking about today. It's a commitment, guys. Whatever you decide to do, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, relationship, everything requires a commitment. And also, here's why you need to try it. And I'm speaking now about people that booked the call with me and I don't know if I'm ready, Sam. This is why you need to try it. Because even if you fail, based on your standards, okay, you're going to learn so much about yourself, about business, about entrepreneurship, about money, all of that, that when you go to try it again, you've already got a bit of a blueprint, okay, which would be when we work together, for example, our phone calls or Zoom calls are all recorded. You can go back and watch them just like I went back and read every single one of those text messages with Tadlock. Every one of my coaching calls, we do video via Zoom and they're recorded and you can go back and watch those and put yourself back in that place where you were when you were succeeding. Even if you're failing, you're still succeeding because you're learning. You know, you never lose. You either win or you learn. And if you found yourself, so here's kind of the moment of the podcast. Okay, listen, all right. If you find yourself right now a little bit out of shape financially, a little bit out of shape spiritually, a little bit out of shape emotionally, physically, health-wise, go back to when you were in much better shape in that area of your life. Kind of put yourself back. Take the time machine back, man, and think about it. And if you got to go back and read emails or look at videos or scroll your phone like I did, I'm telling you, man, it works because I was so freaking inspired looking at these photos, these shirtless photos I was texting over to Tadlock in the summer 2015. I was like, damn, I didn't even recognize a guy. And it was me. I did. My face was so much clearer. I didn't look old, didn't have fat face and this fat stomach. I didn't look anything like what I look like today. And it inspired me. It got me mad. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, it got me really upset that I let myself go. And only I would know I let myself go. Cause look, I could put on a t-shirt, flannel shirt or a suit. And you would never know, you know, but I know, and you know when you're out of shape, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, anything, financially, you know when you're out of shape. Go back to when you were in the best shape. Doesn't need to be better than anybody. See, that's the thing. I'm not talking about you got to be in better financial shape than Mark Zuckerberg, okay, or Bill Gates, or you got to be in better physical shape than some bodybuilder or some woman that you see doing cardio on the TV in the morning. I'm not saying that. You got to go back to when you were in the best mental and physical shape of your life. Take the time machine back. Think about how you started, not about how you got. I remember when I started in January 2015, it sucked. Like it really sucked. I remember that. Oh, and I was drinking these green smoothies and nothing. And then one day I woke up, I'm like, whoa. I looked at myself in the mirror like, damn, okay, all right. And it took a few weeks, but God, that's nothing in the grand scheme of things. Same thing in business. It's going to take a while to learn. Maybe you want to develop your message, a new product, something like that. It's okay. Give yourself some time to learn. I'd love to help you, by the way. Go to launchwithsam.com. Book your 30-minute call with me. We'll get you going. We'll get you back in shape. All right, get back in shape. Launchwithsam.com. All right, so that's my confession Thursday. Day four, just getting back. Look, I struggle, man. Here's another thing. And I know this is the final last thing. I struggle just like you do. All right, I got demons just like you do. I am no better than you are. I'm probably way more messed up than you've ever been, man. But I'm trying. Every day I'm putting myself out there. I'm trying to do one thing, to be better than the person I was yesterday. Sometimes I win. Sometimes I fail on a grand scale. But it doesn't mean I give up, and it doesn't mean you should give up either. It just means you had a bad day. Don't let a bad day turn into a bad week, a bad month, and a bad year like I did, all right? Just chalk it up. That was yesterday. That was a bad day. That's all. The windshield's way bigger than the rearview mirror for a reason, because what you got looking forward to is a hell of a lot better than what you left behind of that failure. All right, let's get after it. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.